This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, at a time when politicians are talking about the threats to democracy, it might be worthwhile to consider what democracy really is. But first, an obvious disclaimer. America is a republic, not a democracy. Professor Alan Gulzo recently wrote about Lincoln's vision of democracy. After the Battle of Gettysburg, Lincoln was asked to participate in the dedication of the National Cemetery in that town. The featured orator was Edward Everett, but the short 272-word speech by Abraham Lincoln is the message we remember. Lincoln laid out the story of the American Republic in three stages: the past, 67 years ago, then the present, now we are engaged in a great civil war, and then the future, we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. But the least examined words of the address are the triplet: government of the people, by the people, for the people. This was more than just rhetorical flourish. Lincoln essentially laid out the three foundations of our government. The first is consent. We are a government of the people. In a previous speech, he even explained that the just powers of government are derived from the consent of the governed. The second distinctive feature is the people's voice in the affairs of governing. We are a government by the people. Lincoln argued that government by the people through their laws and through the election and not by mobs. The third element is a government that serves the interest of the people. We are a government for the people. Government is not for a king or for an aristocracy or even for a few elites. So what is the form of government in America? Well, it is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.